at me. Or rather, she continued to look at my mark.
Do I have to answer that question, Mr. Wind-Up Bird?
Not if you don't want to. You're the one who brought it up. If you don't want to talk about it, then don't. May Kasahara grew very quiet. She seemed to be having trouble deciding what to do. Then she drew in a chestful of cigarette smoke and let it out slowly. With a heavy movement, she dragged her sunglasses off and turned her face to the sun, eyes closed tight. Watching her, I felt as if the flow of time were slowing down little by little, as if time's spring were beginning to run down.
He died,
she said at last, in a voice with no expression, as though she had resigned herself to something.
He died?
May Kasahara tapped the ash off her cigarette. Then she picked up her towel and wiped the sweat from her face over and over again. Finally, as if recalling a task that she had forgotten, she said in a clipped, businesslike way,
We were going pretty fast. It happened near Enoshima.
I looked at her without a word. She held an edge of the beach towel in each hand, pressing the edges against her cheeks. White smoke was rising from the cigarette between her fingers. With no wind to disturb it, the smoke rose straight up, like a miniature smoke signal. She seemed to be having trouble deciding whether to cry or to laugh. At least it looked that way to me. She wavered on the narrow line that divided one possibility from the other, but in the end she fell to neither side. May Kasahara pulled her expression together, put the towel on the ground, and took a drag on her cigarette. The time was nearly 5 o'clock, but the heat showed no sign of abating.
I killed him,
she said.
Of course, I didn't mean to kill him. I just wanted to push the limits. We did stuff like that all the time. It was like a game. I'd cover his eyes or tickle him when we were on the bike, but nothing ever happened. Until that day.
May Kasahara raised her face and looked straight at me.
Anyway, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, no, I don't feel as if I've been defiled. I just wanted to get close to that gooshy thing if I could. I wanted to trick it into coming out of me and then crush it to bits. You've got to really push the limits if you're going to trick it into coming out. It's the only way. You've got to offer it good bait.
She shook her head slowly.
No, I don't think I've been defiled. But I haven't been saved either. There's nobody who can save me right now, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. The world looks totally empty to me. Everything I see around me looks fake. The only thing that isn't fake is that douchey thing inside me.
May Kasahara sat there for a long time, taking small, regular breaths. There were no other sounds, no bird or insect cries. A terrible quiet settled over the yard, as though the world had become empty. May Kasahara turned to face me. She seemed just then to have remembered something. Now all expression was gone from her face, as if she'd been washed clean.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, did you sleep with that Kritikano person?
I nodded.
Will you write to me from Crete?
Asked May Kasahara. Sure I will, if I go.
You know, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
she said after some hesitation,
I think I might be going back to school.
Oh, so you've changed your mind about school? She gave a little shrug.
It's a different one. I refuse to go back to my old school. The new one's far from here. So anyway, I probably won't see you for a while.
I nodded. Then I took a lemon drop from my pocket and put it into my mouth. May Kasahara glanced around and lit up a cigarette.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, is it fun to sleep with a bunch of different women?
That's beside the point.
Yeah, I've heard that one already.
Right, I said, but I didn't know what else to say.
Oh, forget it. But you know, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, it's because I met you that I finally decided to go back to school. No kidding.
Why's that? I asked.
Yeah, why is that?
May Kasahara said. Then she wrinkled up the corners of her eyes and looked at me.
Maybe I wanted to go back to a more normal world. But really, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, it's been a lot of fun being with you. No kidding. I mean, you're such a super normal guy, but you do such unnormal things, and you're so, what, unpredictable. So hanging around with you hasn't been boring in any way. You have no idea how much good that's done me. Not being bored means not having to think about a lot of stupid stuff, right? So where that's concerned, I'm glad you've